Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my mind! Happy anniversary, baby! Got you on my
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's our anniversary, folks. This is our 19th anniversary celebration week. I started doing my show this week, 19 years ago, broadcasting for the first time. And so we're celebrating the 19th anniversary and the kickoff of our 20th year on the air. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. And as you know, and our good friend Ramon Ray is our guest this half hour. Ramon is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. He joined us back in 04, where we've had a great time with him over the years. He's such a smart guy, so plugged into what's going on in the new economy, especially. And he's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Business. Always also a Facebook guy for Small Business Marketing and smallbiztechnology.com, right? And smarthustle.com, right?
That's it. Yeah, thank you, Jim.
So the website smallbiztechnology.com, and then your magazine is Smart Hustle.
Exactly, smarthustle.com. Yeah. Yep, that's
yeah.
it.
So and check those out.
The hustle, Jim.
Hey, Ramon, thanks for being here.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Congratulations, man, to 19 years. I feel like we should play that intro music every time somebody says happy, I guess, birthday or something. So I'm just so happy, Jim, to be in your Brain Trust. And a part of what you've done, and you being an advocate for small businesses. Would you mind, Jim, if I take the reins and ask you three questions? Can we change the show a bit? I know it's on the spot, but do you mind?
I don't mind. Go ahead.
Okay, great. So, well, I have the mic, ladies and gentlemen. So, Jim, I guess you've been on the air 19 years. Out of all the years you've been helping small businesses and speaking about the growth of small businesses, I guess my question is, what's the one or two gems that you would share? Here's what I hear over and over and over again, or here's the secret of being a small business being a success. Can you compress those 19 years into, I don't know, 30 seconds?
My best answer for that is based on having talked to small business owners around the world, and they're all the same. I mean, a small business owner in Sweden or Italy or Brazil or Scotland or Scottsdale. They're pretty much all the same, and they just want to go to work. They just want to do their job. They want to have customers. They want to serve people. They're the salt of the earth of their countries. They're the people. They're planted in the ground, Ramon. Small business owners are planted in the ground wherever they are. They don't have the ability to wander around the globe like big companies do, and so this is why I say, Ramon, that what's good for small business is good for the country of that small business. And what's good for small business is good for the world. And the thing I've learned more than anything is if you want your country to be a wonderful country with where people behave and act right and perform and produce and return something back, get more of your country to act like a small business.
And I think, Jim, that's why our country's been a success. And when you think about it, there's not many countries that foster a small business and entrepreneurship like we have in America.
And I'm gonna say something that might sound a little political here, Ramon, but it has to be said. Mm-hmm. We haven't had those feelings in the last 8 years. We felt oppressed. Small business owners,
right.
And I polled them, Ramon. You've met them. I poll small business. This isn't just me going off on my own tangent here. This is me talking about what small business owners have told me. We have felt repressed and oppressed and under fire and under attack, under assault, since 2008 now. And it's time to take those headwinds away from us. It's time to unleash the animal spirits of Main Street America. And I believe, Ramon, when we do, I think America will be, and I hate to use the term because I don't want to sound like I'm parroting somebody else, I think America can become a special country again.
Yes, I like how you put that, Jim. And Jim, thanks for letting me again. This is the Jim Blasingame Show, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ramon Ray of Smart Hustle. And Jim has given me permission to take the reins for another 5 minutes or so till he pulls it back. Another question, Jim. Talking to those who are startup small businesses, those who are listening to us, either A, they're still working for a large company and they want to enter the world of entrepreneurship as we are, and or they just started their business a month ago, a year ago, and they're still struggling. What's your advice to them? And I know it depends on so many variables. But in years of experience, 19 years again doing the Jim Blasingame Show, once again, congratulations, and hundreds of email newsletters, what would you say for those who are just starting out or those who are sitting in that cubicle right now today listening to our voice and thinking, you know what, I have a dream and I want to start it? Any advice or something you can tell them to encourage them or tell them to stop, don't do it?
Well, you know, I wrote a piece this – actually, my column this week is about that, believe it or not. I call it the DCS – the diaper changing stuff. I identified five things that you have to do to be successful as a small business owner, and none of them involve your product. See, Ramon, you and I know that when we started our businesses, we were really good at our product. Most people who start a business, they've got something they want to sell. They think they're pretty good at it, and they probably are. But that's right. Just one universe. There are two universes to run the business. Ramon, as you know very well, there's what I call the marketplace side, and then there's the DCS side, the diaper changing stuff side.
I love it.
Nobody
it is
ever,
messy, right?
Hey, Ramon, nobody ever had a baby because they wanted to change diapers.
Right.
Nobody ever started a business because they wanted to do inventory management or manage accounts receivable. Nobody ever does it, but just like the diapers, Ramon, you have two children yourself. The work has to be done. And if you can't do those, your business will fail. You know that.
Right. No, absolutely. That's funny, Jim. I'm in my fourth business right now, and I'm only just now learning or disciplining myself. For example, Jim, finances is a weak part of mine. I hate numbers, the profit and loss balance sheet. But it's something I have to discipline myself to learn. One, I've had to actually hire one or two people, go to local community college so I can get better at it. Because that's the only way my business will grow, and that's my diaper.
And that's you changing diapers for your baby, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Has to be done.
Last question. Again, thank you, Jim, for letting me take the mic. This is the Jim Blasingame Show. I'm Ramon Ray. Jim, last question that I have for you is that, can you talk about the aspect of growth stage for those of us who've been in business for several years? How do we get to 19 years like you've done? You know, we've been in business 5 years. Let's say 3 years, 7 years.
Ramon, I'm going to have to take back the reins from you because I got to take a break here. But I'll answer that question on the other side. That is a good question. I'm going to ask you the same question, though. We're going to share those answers. We come back with our good friend Ramon Ray. Don't forget the websites over there, smallbiztechnology.com and smarthustle.com. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Ramon Ray.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.